Hare Krishna. Yeah. So, we are actually going to talk a few steps on how to distribute books. This is for mainly for new devotees who have not been out for book distribution yet, but they just wanted to know how to approach people, how to stop them, and how to distribute the books. And this is a PowerPoint presentation that was used by His Case Vaisheshika Prabhu. So we're just seeking His blessings and permission that we can do this presentation so that He could empower us to talk something about book distribution. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So last time on WebEx presentation, Vaisheshika Prabhu gave the four iron-clawed laws of book distribution. And for those who have not attended that, we'll just go briefly over those steps. The first step is that your sadhana must be strong. So whatever we spend time on chanting and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, that is what is going to come out when we go on book distribution. So we are asking people to take the books, and we are telling them based on the experience that we had by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So that was the first point. And then second one was to also get the taste while doing that sadhana. And whatever we have done, then that we have to distribute the overflow. And the second law of book distribution is to get books. So without books, you cannot do book distribution. So it's very important, because recently we went out to do book distribution at cherry picking. And then we put some books in the car, but unfortunately we put in a wrong car, and we went there thinking that we had books. And we have a lot of people out there to give out books, but we didn't have enough. So that's why the second law is to get books. Without books, you cannot do book distribution. So what we always do is we have a few books in our car always. There is some technical problem. Just one second. Prabhu, is it better now?
No, it's not. It's like it goes up.
Okay. We have to bring it down.
It's okay.
I think it's not appearing in Mayapur TV. Is that what it is, Prabhu?
No.
Or fan is blocking.
So if we can physically adjust it,
no, it won't come like that. This is attached.
Oh yeah, move it down.
Yeah.
More?
Yeah. Is that fine?
Oh, okay, better. Different.
Okay, can you adjust that?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so, and we also have books in multiple languages, and it's always good to good idea to have some books in your car. So if you see somebody who helped you on the way, or you can just give books to those people and take good care of books. And the more you show, the more you sell. This was already covered last time, but we're just going like as a revision. We also have smart boxes where we display books. And then organize is another step. We have our Sankirtan Central where we have lots of books ordered from BBT, and we organize so that we could send it to different places around the world. And we have some tools that we can use. We have a smart table, as you can see here also in the temple, that this is a smart table and devotees are setting up the table. And then we have these steps. Okay. The first step in book distribution, as Vaisheshika Prabhu calls, is a radar. Like he uses the example of a cop who actually is somewhere around hiding, and then he just shoots a radar and he gets the reading out of it. So similarly, our radar is our hand. Because hand is very powerful. That's what Vaisheshika Prabhu says, like, it's very powerful. So if you want to know, if you want to test, if suppose you're standing here on the street and you want to stop somebody so that you could present a book to them, how would you know if they're interested or not? And what one thing we could do is you can say, like, hi. Like, with your hand, like, say, hi. And based on their response, like some people don't even look at you, some people respond back saying hi or something like that. So people, those who respond back to you, those are the people you want to talk. And people who just say, I'm not interested, I'm not this, I'm not that, then we should just test based on the response that we get back with our radar, that is our hand. So everyone, and we should say very enthusiastically, like, hi, or like, so that they know that you're, want to spend some time talking to them. So I have seen Ramananda Sakha Prabhu out on book distribution many times, and he says very nicely, like, hi, very nicely. Prabhuji, can you just give us a demonstration? Yes, Prabhuji, we'll have all of us practice so that we know.
I just said
this is a workshop, so yeah, we can just.
I just say hi, from.
Prabhuji, Mike.
If I'm in Palo Alto, for example, I say hi. Are you from Palo Alto? Because I know that you're most likely going to be from Palo Alto. Or if I'm in San Jose, I say hi. Are you from San Jose? Then they say yes or no. If they say yes, then I just okay. Just just a second. Here is something for you. Then that's how we start. If they say no. Okay, just wait a second.
Can you show us how you say hi? Just hi? Can you show us how you say hi?
Hi.
Yeah. That's nice. Like, very nice, like, so that.
But he does
hi.
It in a different way.
You do it in a different way. Prabhu Shrutan Prabhu, can you say?
I can show you that. You can stop people like.
By saying if they are youth, you can stop like this. Like. So, or else you can say hi, and some people won't give their hand.
Mm.
So, but most of the times, Vaisheshika Prabhu told, like, you can knock on their hand, and
we can
do it, and you can stop people by saying, "Oh, your chain is so nice. Oh, it looks beautiful." And they'll definitely stop. Say thank you. So, there are some tips we can go forward. I think, Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Okay. So everybody can say hi? Yeah, can say? Nicely, like, so that they will listen to you. Hi. And then, and the second is qualify. Like, when you say hi, the next thing is you're going to say something to them, right? So this is like a, we have to have like a hook, like a question mark. So like the couple of questions that we, you could say like, hi, are you from San Jose? So immediately they think that you're asking something, then though they, and they will engage in that conversation. So, and then, or you can say, do you live here? Or as Purushottam Prabhu was saying, we noticed your necklace, it's very nice. So where are you from? Like, as a question mark like that. Or nice t-shirt, or if you see something on their t-shirt saying Google, do you work for Google? Are you from Google? Or someone says Santa Cruz, I've been to Santa Cruz. Are you from Santa Cruz? Or something that that will make them think that they have noticed something about them. So it will be like a qualification that, okay, I'm qualified because I know this person, that he's has a good chain, or he's from San Jose, or from this or that. And no matter what their response is, it doesn't matter. If they say, are you from San Jose? Then they say, no, I'm not from San Jose. Then we should say, okay, great. Like, it doesn't matter what the answer is, but just as a hook, like a question mark. So, and we can also practice this after the whole session. We can practice this whole thing. But so first one is the hand, trust the hand. So that's a radar. And then second is like a hook, question mark. Are you from this place or are you from that place? So I'll just ask Purushottam Prabhu or somebody like say, hi. You say something back to me. Or if they ignore you, just, that's fine. Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I noticed your necklace. It's very beautiful. Are you from San Jose?
Yes.
Okay. So those are the two steps right now, okay?
Mm. But that person is not coming. He's just trying to go ahead.
Yeah, the radar, that's what is our radar, right? So if they come back to us, it means that they're interested. And if they are neglecting us, it means that they're not ripe yet. So there is this right fruit philosophy which Vaisheshika Prabhu always talks about, is that we don't want to pick, like if you want to pick a fruit which is not ripe, you try to pull it down, it might actually bring the whole branch down. But if they're ripe, if you just touch them, they come out. So similarly, if you test with your radar saying that, hi, and they respond back, it means that they're ripe and they're ready to get a book. And if they're not interested, we don't want to pull them too hard. But we should try our best saying like, hi, use some techniques, like whatever techniques that you could. You can be creative, like, but these are some of the questions that you can use. But you can be creative, you can use your own questions.
Just give one comment on that. Like, you can stop people, for example, students, young students attach it to their like bodily features. Like, for example, oh, your hairstyle is so nice, beautiful. And even though it's not beautiful, means we are just need to compliment them so that they can stop and engage. And women are attached to their clothing. And, you know,
yeah.
I saw one time Vaisheshika Prabhu stopped by a old woman. She's wearing a sweater. Oh, this is so beautiful. Where you got this one? Look, and she suddenly stopped. And so she's thinking that is beautiful. But, you know, our motive is to just give the books. And like the rest, Prabhupada will take care by reading those books. So there are multiple ways we can go after one by one, each other. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
And also the reason that everybody is thinking is that if you want to stop somebody, they'll always think, what's in it for me? Like, if you notice something about somebody, they think that, oh, this person is at least interested in me. So that's why this hook is very important, because that will make them feel special. That's that we are qualifying them. Like, if somebody notices your shirt and says, like, oh, very nice shirt, then you immediately feel happy that, okay, somebody is noticing something about me. So that's the reason we use a hook, like a question mark. And Prabhuji, can I get a book, please? Okay. Oh, the first principle is to get books. Without books, you cannot do book distribution. The third one is the trust the hand. So after you stop them and after you qualify them with a question saying that, are you from San Jose? And they say that, no, I'm not in San Jose. And then you say, great, let me show this one too. And this just put the book in the hand. Like, actually, as soon as you try to put the book in their hand, trying to give something to somebody, immediately their hand comes out. Like, many times you see that, okay, great, let me show this one to you. and then they put their hand. And it means if they are putting their hand out, it means that they are ready to get a book. And sometimes, if you show this book, and then, Prabhuji, can I get another book also? Sure. Sorry. Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. And then you try to give them a Bhagavad Gita, and they say that they don't put their hand out. No, I'm sorry. And they say, then while talking to them, you say, take another book out and give them like this. And then many times they do take it, if not one book, the other book, or just give them a small book, something. So if you have to trust their hand to see how what their interest level is. As soon as they have the book in their hand, just put the book like this in their hand. It's actually very simple. Vaisheshika Prabhu showed this many times in the class, and then I say, are you from San Jose? No? Great, let me show you and to see. Automatically the hand comes out. I mean, you're a devotee, but... So the...
idea is that probably hands are more greedier than the mind, so it works independently. It wants to take.
The mind says no, but the hand says yes. The same thing, like when you want to take prasadam, you're full. Your stomach says no, but your tongue says yes. Yeah, so we have to trust the hand when they have the book. And this is a picture where Shailesh Prabhu was trying to show the book, and immediately you see the person taking the book in their hand. It means that they want the book. So put the book there in their hands. And then you don't have to be an expert, and you don't have to explain the entire book to them. What is this book about? You can just give a small like one or two liner, because everybody is so busy. They don't have so much of time to listen to your whole conversation. They just want something that is going to tell about the book and what's in it for them again. So you can just use some simple line, which Vaisheshika Prabhu says that these are books on yoga meditation, helps you get free from stress. That's a simple line. It's a books on yoga and meditation that show you how to get free from stress. Can we practice that? Get free from stress. Say that. These are books on yoga meditation that shows you how to get free from stress. Yeah. Anything, you can question.
It's like we say hi, we ask them where are you from, and we suddenly hand out a book and said, we directly introduce the book, or we say that what our purpose is, like, yeah, we are distributing books or something like that. Or
if you say that you are distributing books, they think it is for free. So you can. That's the reason. It's a little tricky to say that we are showing these books. If you say we are distributing, they will just take it and they will just go away. They think it's for free. So if you say we are showing these books, these are books, and we're showing these books and yoga meditation. Shows you how to get free from stress. So just one liner, and once they are interested, if they ask you more questions on what this book is about, then you can indulge more and you can tell them about the philosophy a little bit. But most of the times they don't have time, so they just want to just quickly end this conversation, so we can just tell them in one or two lines, like, this is a book on yoga meditation, shows how to get free from stress.
That's a different introduction for different people. Like Indians already know what is Gita about. So.
Yes, for Indians, you don't have to tell them that this is a book on yoga. Just show them a Bhagavad Gita. And they already know a Bhagavad Gita. So you can, what I usually say is that this is a complete Bhagavad Gita, all the 18 chapters. And I ask them, you know Sanskrit, right? And for everything, when you end a line, you always have to end with a hook, with a question mark. Like when you say for Indians, that's the next step actually. Krishna.
To answer, one more comment on this, Mataji. For example, you are going on Harinam, so the people are seeing, they are singing and dancing. And so we can say we have a special yoga festival. Every week we have a yoga festival. They don't know that. We can say we have a yoga festival today and we are distributing on behalf of yoga. And if you go to door-to-door Indian apartment or any apartment, if you go Indians, there is a lot of festivals like Narsingh Jayanti. Right now we are observing next coming. Like they don't know Bhakti Vinod Thakur, but you can explain about any festival. And you can say, we are distributing on the festival's day, distributing these books like that. So it's based on the time and circumstances, you need to change a little bit. But even though you won't change it, but rest, if you give book to them, show them, immediately they will take it. So, yeah, it's just, you need to be dynamic, like ad hoc, sometimes to change the, based on the person, how you see. It comes on practice, but you know, it's, anyway, you can do it. So,
So if there's a function, like a festival, then definitely we can say, but if there's not specific festival that day, like it's a normal day like today, in that case, should we also say that, or we should not say that?
You can say that, like we have a special festival coming up, or else we can have special festival went last week before, like Sri Ram Navami or Narsingh Chaturthi. Like you can say, for example, Prabhupada used to tell, I have 10,000 disciples. Like, means it doesn't mean like you should have, like even Vaisheshika Prabhu, when we go out for book distribution, said we have 400 volunteers today out on book distribution. So we are not 400 volunteers, but you know, you can say in such a way that we have festivals and we are doing on behalf of the festival. So even though there is no festival, you can say.
And as you get more and more familiar with the Bhagavad Gita, you can also draw from the Bhagavad Gita on occasion on as to why you're distributing the books. For example, in the month of November, we didn't have any festival. So we would say, like Krishna says, among the months, I'm Magh Sheesh, and Magh Sheesh is November. So as part of November, we are, you know, distributing books. Or, you know, this is spring, and among the seasons, Krishna says he's spring, so we're doing this. You could also just say that, you know, we are out on distributing goodwill. We are out on distributing love. Love sells very hot. Love is very hot in America. So you could use that if you're not comfortable with other things.
We are distributing on humanity purpose, like I heard Malini Mataji a couple of times tell, we are doing some community welfare program. Every time it's community welfare. So that's and I think, you know, we have, for Indians, we have festivals. For example, if you go to Srirangam, I think Prabhu is from Srirangam. There they have 363 days festival. So out of 365, I think, I don't know what to the 2 days left, but you know, 363 days are festival. So you can have, we can find out, Prabhu. We can see Vaishnava calendar and you can...
And as soon as you give them a nutshell presentation, then every conversation should end with a question mark. Because if you want to involve in a long conversation with somebody, if you ask them a question, that means that it's on them now to respond back. So after saying, like, this is a book on yoga meditation, helps you get free from stress. And then the next question is, you heard about stress, right? And like, book is in their hands now, and they are looking at the book, and then you ask them, you heard about stress, right? And by default, 90% of them, they say that yes, because stress is very famous. And then everybody says that yes, I have heard about stress. And then you can say to them, like, you don't look stressed because you look peaceful from your eyes, or what's your secret? Like, it means then, again, it's a hook. If you see question mark, it's a hook. You're asking them to respond back. So, you heard about stress, right? And they say, no, I haven't heard about stress. Oh, what's your secret? So again, like, they will tell, like, I jog or I pray, or they tell so many answers to that. And this may not work for Indians, but this is just in general for others. We'll come back to what we can talk to Indians also, but this is in general for anybody who you meet. Like, and... they say, oh, I jog, or somebody will say, I smoke. So many things.
I had a comment on that. Some people say, I have a dog, so that's why I'm very happy. Then we can ask, what is your dog name? So it adds you more into it. So.
Yeah, and some people say that, I don't like to take things seriously, that's why I'm not stressed. And then say, oh, that's very nice. And then you just say, then there is a compliment that you have to give them. If they say that, as Prabhu said, I have a dog, then you say, like, oh, very nice. What's your dog's name? Like, just, or what's your secret? I'm going to jog, or this or that. And then show them a little bit about the book. if they are more interested, just show them a little bit about the book, and we'll talk about what you can see about Bhagavad Gita later. But you can just show them a book saying that this is these are some small stories on how to get free from stress, if you're showing some Krishna book. And it depends upon the person who you're talking to. If they're Indians, and if you're showing them a Krishna book, you can tell them that is a summary of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's all about Krishna. And there's some 90 stories and beautiful pictures. You can show them the pictures. Actually, pictures are very important because they tell the entire thing. If it's a Krishna book, this is a story where Krishna is killing Shakatasura. Then there is Trinavarta. Krishna killed Trinavarta. Then Krishna's name-giving ceremony. Then Krishna's butter-stealing pastimes. Brahma Vimohan Leela. Then Krishna opening his mouth. And if you see the pictures, you can just tell them like one line about each picture like this. And this is all for people who are interested and who wanted to know more about the book. Because if a person is not interested to learn more about the book, then just give them one or two lines about how to get free from stress. And then... And then we, after giving them a book and after telling them about the book, then we should engage them in a donation. When we ask... Go ahead. You can tell them if they're looking at the book, if they're looking at the Bhagavad Gita, we'll have a presentation and I will tell you about Bhagavad Gita. But if it is a small book, go ahead, Prabhuji.
So if we are there looking at the Krishna book, for example, I think Mohan Prabhu, he told how to sell a Krishna book to me once. Like there are 48 images in the Krishna book as Mataji just now showed. So, for example, if they are Americans, you can say there's a beautiful art about pastimes of Krishna, which has happened 5,000 years before in India. So you can show the pictures. While talking, they will see at you, but you more focus on book rather than them. So I can show and talk. Just and then you can, if they are Indians, you can tell. They'll say, oh, we already know these stories. My mom told me, my father told me. But, you know, you can tell them, even though you know these stories, you need to pass it to your children, right? So you can tell them, like, it's parampara. You can teach to your children, their children. So, and they can tell, there are 48 images in this book. Each week, you can concentrate on one image. So there is, and you can see in the here, you go to the page number 208. You can read about this story. So if they relate to them, oh, they'll feel happy, and you know, that is one way to talk.
And if it is a small book on yoga meditation, right? So thank you, Mataji. If this is a small book I'm presenting, a small book on yoga meditation, I just say that this is a book on yoga meditation, helps you get free from stress. And then I ask them, you heard about stress before, right? And they answer yes or no. And then I ask them, what's your secret? And they tell one or two things. And then after that, I don't tell much about the book because it's a small book they can read. And if they ask questions, many people ask them, so is this the exercise one, like we have to stretch and that and this, and then I tell them that this is not the exercise kind of yoga, this is meditation of kind of yoga. This is for your healthy heart and happy mind. So you can just say whatever you have heard from the book or you read about the book. And so they ask so many questions like, oh, so does it mean that we have to meditate so many hours? What is this about? Then I just say that you don't have to spend so much time, like 2 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, how much ever time you can spend. So because even if they chant Maha Mantra once, that's enough meditation for them for that day, and slowly they can improve. So in that angle, we should understand that these people, they are afraid of reading books because everybody is afraid of reading books. Everybody says, I can find it on internet. So we should just tell them that even if you read one word, one sentence, even if you touch the book, it's very auspicious for you. So these are different tips, but you don't have to say everything. Just say something that inspires you and one liner, that's enough. And then after that, then ask for donation. We... we don't need money actually from them. The reason we ask for donation is because if they contribute something to this knowledge, then their Sukruti starts, that their spiritual bank account, what Vaisheshi Prabhu calls, that will start. That's the only reason we ask for donation. Even if they give one penny, that's enough. But we want to ask for donation because we want to get them contribute something to spiritual knowledge. So when we are asking for donation, we just say that, actually there are more slides on that. Oh, it's there. Okay. Question? Yeah. Turn it on, Prabhuji.
I have Hare Krishna. So I've also not read all the books, mm-hmm. and I was only read very little of it. So in that case, how should I distribute? Because I know it's a very good book, but I've also not read a lot of it myself.
Actually, Raman the second Prabhu, when he first time went out on book distribution, Vaisheshi Prabhu always tells the story that when he went the first time, he was watching everybody distribute a book and he picked up a Ishopanishad and then he gave them the book and he said that, I have heard this is a very nice book. and that's how he distributed it. So even if you don't know, but you have read some books, right? And all the books, and when you distribute a book that you haven't read, and then that will inspire you to read, because I have distributed this book, I want to know what is inside. So then we read that book. So it's beneficial for us too. So that's how we just present the books. And most of the books are based on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, even the small books. Yes, Prabhu?
To add on his point, Mataji, like there is one book distribution pastime. One devotee is from Chowpatty, and he is a very young devotee. He's maybe 10 years old or 12 years old. And he used to work in a hotel in the morning and he's going in this restaurant. The evening he'll distribute books. He don't know English. He don't know Hindi. He just know Kannada, that is South Indian language. And that too he distributed in Bombay. And he came as, I think, top 3, top 4 book distributor. And everybody asked him, how can you do that? Probably I didn't tell anything. So I carry books and I'll approach people while walking. And I gave them and they said, what is this book about? No, you come to temple, there are so many Prabhujis, they can explain you. It's you should be innocent. So like Krishna is Bhavagrahi, he can see your, how can I say, Mata? He can see your Bhava, intention. How you are presenting the book. So yeah, it's you know, even though if you read a couple of books, then it's good enough to present to anybody. Yeah.
And they're all books on yoga meditation. I mean, yoga meditation, Bhagavad Gita and Krishna books. So just you can say something that inspires you. And then if you're more inspired, you can go and read it back at home also. And go ahead, Prabhuji.
Okay, so maybe it's my hard experience. Maybe I getting so hard people. So when we know that this person is qualified to hear about Krishna, so just I start, this is an example, this is you find out what is the soul, you can find out more information about the incarnation, it's yoga and meditation, right? And sometimes when I start saying, okay, here is the Krishna, right? The people become very angry. Mm-hmm. So basically I'm losing this person. Right. Mm-hmm. So when do we know, how to find out, how to scan this person, that this person is qualified here, this is actually a Krishna name?
Mm. Actually we preach and give these books only to people who are innocent. And people who are envious, like people like who get angry and upset, then we don't disturb them. It means that they are not ripe fruit. For those people, mm-hmm. somehow or other we have to engage them, like let them touch the book. They have touched the book, right? Mm-hmm. So that starts their spiritual life. And when they get more and more Sukruti like that, then they will, one day will come when they will actually take the book. So
Yes. But an example, when you start conversations, they become interested. Okay, I'm interested about karma, incarnation, and soul. Yeah, everything goes very nice. But when you start talking in details, it's like, it's the end of story. Maybe you should not tell these details.
Too much,
I mean, just like give an idea, just inspire them and...
Please.
Prabhu, like you need to find out what is their interest. So we should not say all about ourselves, like Krishna book and it's. So for example, I met so many people. Like once I met one lady, she's, I think, Shaivite. Like, you know, she's a dayam in Himalayas. I used to worship Lord Shiva. And when I am talk about Krishna, no, Shiva is great. And she I know her interest. Then we should give a compliment. Oh, yeah, Shiva, even I went to Lord Shiva temple. And, you know, for example, if you met Muslims, like, we are sure they won't take the books. Because they are, but you know, you should not predict they are taking or not. For example, you can tell a small story about Muhammad Prophet, which he told, like I always tell to these people, like, who are not interested, they are into more into their religious, but they will take these books if you tell any story. Like this story is like when Muhammad Prophet told three things, you want to like a person, like you want to be know that person is good or not. You can find out in three ways. One way is you can travel with him a long time or long journey, or you can stay with him in one room or for a couple of months, or else you can do some business transaction with him so that you can know that person. So this type of stories, there are so many stories, Prabhu, but if you tell them in an innocent way, even though it's sometimes we can't directly preach Krishna consciousness, if they take the book and read the book, they will definitely understand. I know, like, some people are envious. Like, as you told, they don't like Hare Krishna or something like that. But
and also,
I just wanted to add my experience for having gone out on book distribution with Vaishya Shikha Prabhu once, and we met a person who was very envious. and he had his he had his daughter with him, like 12 or 13 years old, and then he kept on blasting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and he kept on telling his granddaughter that, look here, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You will meet people like this on the way, and that's what I'm trying to teach you. Never get carried away by them. And he went on and on and on, and Vaishya Shikha Prabhu just listened quietly. Did not say anything. And then, you know what, so how come you're wearing such a beautiful dress? How come you're having so much of money? And then he said, Vaishya Shikha Prabhu just said, Krishna provides for me. It went on and on and on. And I was amazed. At the end of it, the man, you know, dug his hand into his pocket and took out money and gave a donation. So yeah. I think he was just looking for somebody who would listen to him. And that's what he did. So antagonist or not antagonist, interested in books or not interested, if they already have a book, then just point blank ask him. Shri Krishna Prabhu is very expert at that, you know. So why don't you support our cause, you know, give us some donation. So give us $1, give us, you know, I saw Hamalini Machiji haggle in the Vietnamese market last year, support about one cent, finally he gave 25 cents and he got Sukriti, that's the thing, you know, like we don't need the money.
And also,
Vaishya Shikha Prabhu, one lady, she's very much, I think one guy is very much envious, and he said, Hare Krishna, you are so bad. Like he is talking about, Prabhu is very silent. And once she left, Prabhu told, maybe she told many times Hare Krishna, that's enough. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And she's keep on blaspheming us, but she told many times Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like that, so.
And also that it is not that we want to impose our philosophy on them, but we have to find out what is their interest. It's sometimes they don't want Krishna, so give them a yoga book, tell them this is a book on yoga, because if we try too hard, like, because we can only talk to them for 2 or 3 minutes and they cannot understand the entire philosophy, and we cannot impose our philosophy on them, but rather find out what is their interest and give them something that they would like. And Vaishya Shikha Prabhu does this many times, you know, when we are trying to present a book and they say, oh, I'm a Christian. I say, okay, let me give you a Christian book. And then he takes out another book and says, okay, this is for you, Christian book. And we went to the Vietnamese market and they said, this is a book on yoga meditation. Oh, but I'm a Buddhist. Oh, let me give you a book on Buddha. And then he takes a book and he gives a Krishna book and he says, it's a book on Buddha. Like, it doesn't matter what book they get. It's just that they think that this is a book on Krishna, I don't want it. So he gives them something else. So, and if... Go ahead, Puji.
Remind me, I had some experience. I just met some person. He wasn't, he was really want to open to any conversation. I asked him, would you like to... But it was sunny morning. I asked him, do you want to make this morning very special for you? He said, it's already special for me. I mean, then I asked again, they just like almost left. Mm-hmm. Then I showed this book about karma and incarnation. He just, I'm not interested. They just kind of walk away. Then I asked him, do you know what happened with you when you're going to die? He said, I'm going to be in ground. I'm no, tell me, I'll tell you a story. How it was gonna. And then actually he took a book.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah. So initially, if you this all will come by practice. Like before the first time when you go out book distribution, it may seem hard, but if they are not interested, if you think that they are envious, then let them go easily. And the most important thing, which Vaisheshi always says, that no matter if they take the book or they don't take the book, always leave everybody with a good impression. Like they should not, after the whole conversation with you, they should not think, what kind of a person I met? These Hare Krishnas are always like this. Because I heard many people saying that to me, that they harass you at the airport, they make you do this, they make you do that. We don't want that. We just want them, if you try a little bit, and if they say that, sorry, I'm not interested, don't disturb me, and then just say, thank you for your time, I really appreciate your time, and let them go, like, easily. Not that, like, you just pull them, and let them. It actually creates an impression on them that this is what they do. So instead, if it is hard, then just let them go easily. And the more you distribute books, then you will learn little tricks that you can use them to make sure that we don't let them go so easily. But until then, just let them go if they are not interested. Only pick the ripe ones.
I will go to book
distribution
right now.
Jai. Yes, Prabhuji.
For example, you just said two persons, that other person is anyway, so my final question is, you know, how can we do that? How can we leave that person in a good impression? If the conversation has been going very well, then that is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, how can we just turn the things around in the end and then leave the person in a good impression?
Actually, this is when you meet Christians, some are very, very hardcore Christians, right? They, when we show them this book on yoga meditation, and then they start saying like, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that. And then Vaisheshi Prabhu always uses this one, that he says, like, people like you are keeping this planet afloat. Like, we want more people like you to carry on this world. And, or to say that the world is so burdened with so many sinful people, but people like you are actually keeping the balance a little bit. So just say something that, not just artificially, like it's not that we are saying artificially that, oh, because we're just trying to praise them, but truly, because how many people are really following something these days? Like after, out of a million, maybe like 100 or 50 are following at least something, or maybe 5, or Mataji is saying 5. So out of the 5 may not be all interested in Krishna consciousness. Maybe 1 may be interested in Krishna consciousness. So at least we should appreciate those 5 who are actually doing some kind of worship, like religious practice, Christianity, or like
I was
Muslim.
With Vaisheshika Prabhu one time in Santa Cruz or somewhere for book distribution. So one lady, their family actually, they came and she spoke for some time. I said she didn't take the book and said, oh, thank you very much, have a wonderful day. And maybe after half an hour back, she came back again. And you gave us a nice compliment. We didn't took a book. And she took a book again. So it's sometimes, you know, one time in Palo Alto, Prabhu, every week I met one guy. He works for Google. Every time he comes, he'll see and he'll run away from me. But I hope someday he will take the book.
Actually, one thing. For one question, recently when we went to Livermore Temple to distribute books, and we met, Livermore Temple is all Indians, right? So we showed them a Bhagavad Gita. We told them so many times that this is okay. They said like, oh, I don't want to take a book and just keep it in the house because I don't want to disrespect. And then we said that even if you don't read the books, if you put the book in your house, it's very auspicious for you. Then they said like, oh, we don't want to waste it, give it to somebody else. And we said, just read one line, one sentence, one word, that's enough. We told so many things, you know, but they said, oh, sorry, we don't want it. We tried very hard, but then in the end we said, that's okay, no problem, but I really appreciate you spending so much of time talking to us. And then we just came back. We were sitting in the car, and then she came back to our car, and he said, Actually, I want not one, but two books. They came and she gave like good donation, and she also brought her friend. She said, I want one for me and for my friend. And then they both came, they took the book and they left. So it does happen. So we just let them go, and then if they like, it's Super Soul actually. It's Super Soul is guiding them to even take a book or even to not take a book. It's so Super Soul will guide them if they are ready. So we don't know if they're ready or not. Prabhuji, you had a question.
Is there some particular book that we should be giving to Muslims or to Christians? Yeah. Any particular
there
book?
There's whatever book you have gave them, and if they say Muslim, pick something else and give it to them. It doesn't matter which book it is.
So any Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, any book.
Anything.
I just heard one trick. Somebody, Prabhuji on the lecture said, in the Russian actually, lectures, right? He said, if you have got this sort of situation, you have got like hardcore Christian, right? Mm-hmm. You can say like these books can help you become better Christian, so mm-hmm. you can understand Jesus more than you are. So.
When I make those comments, the next question is, either they say I'm already better Christian, or they say I don't want to become a better Christian. I'm just happy with what I am.
Yeah, and then let them go, like compliment them and let them go.
In the door-to-door, if you go, like sometimes we'll meet hardcore Christians, I think Mormons especially, and you know, we preach them and we told, so he listened very patiently, and you know, we gave Bhagavad Gita and he gave me donation around $10 or something, and again he told, you guys are charging for this Bhagavad Gita, but we won't charge, I'll give a free Bible to you. So we should accept it anyway. We can carry somewhere and we can give to anybody who are interested in that.
One thing I also wanted to add was that when you, especially when you go door to door and you knock, you have no idea who's behind that door. So once I knocked at the door, and and I met a reverend. I mean, of all the people you talk about Christians, I'm in front of a reverend. And so at that point, like, you know, when you go out on book distribution, you think about giving them a book and getting some donations out of them. But then you have to kind of lower your bar. I mean, I knew this guy is not going to give donation for our cause. Mm-hmm. So at that time, my only intention was like, and my goal at that time was to slide a Gita into his home. Mm-hmm. And you will not believe, he talked to me for about 20 minutes talking about the Bible.
Wow.
And he would quote, like we say, 18.46, 7.16. He would do his things, right? You know? Wow. And I was very amazed, because it was an education for me, because there is so much common between Bible and the Gita. Mm-hmm. And all that I did was like, oh, you know, everything is so common. What you are teaching, we are also teaching. What we are mm-hmm. teaching, you're also teaching. Here, so keep this book at your home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just thought I'll share that.
Yeah. And it's not that when we go out book distribution, it's not that we are trying to judge them or we are trying to convert them. We are just trying to help them so that they can take the book. And our intention is not that if they take the book that they have to become Krishna conscious right away. We are giving them so that they can read and they can decide for themselves what they want to do. But our job is just to present them the book and they can do whatever they want to follow. Please.
Since we are on the topic of donation, and as you go out on book distribution today, you'll realize that how difficult it is for people to part with Lakshmi. They'll come up with all kinds of excuses to do that. And one standard excuse that people will do is like, they'll take the books and everything, and when it comes to donation, they'll say, I'll come to the temple and I'll donate it there. So at that point, a line that you could use is, the temple has come to you.
Mm.
You know, so why didn't you donate over now? So some good ones will donate, some hardcore will still not donate, and that's when you just smile and leave with a good impression.
Mm-hmm.
I'll donate online or something. Do you have a website?
Yeah.
I'll go there and donate online.
You can say the website is there, but it's not operational. So. So we will take right away, like we have some goal, like we need to donate today this much Lakshmi. Like Indians they'll accept and give. So.
And you can also say that you can donate online, but give something for the book now. Like something little for the book. So they will think that oftentimes when you ask for a donation, people are confused on how much they have to give. They always think that you have to give a lot. That is their, like, like, and when you feel that kind of hesitation, you can just tell them, it doesn't have to be a lot, give something little. And then they ask, like, I don't know how much to give, I don't know for this book and all. Then you can just quote some figures, you know. Generally, people pay from $10 to $20, give the most you can. And then it will give them an idea, okay, you can give 10, and then you can say, give the most you can. It means that it opens up, like they don't have to give 10, they can also give 5 or something like that. So generally when they say that they don't know what to give, then that's when they are confused on how much they... And sometimes we can also say that we went to Livermore recently, somebody said that I don't know how much to give, you know, and I just said, like, somebody gave $45 for a Bhagavad Gita just before that. So I said, somebody gave $45, somebody gave their whole lives. Vaisheshi Prabhu says that, and they say, give the most you can. I say, I cannot do a 45, but I can give you a 20, you know, like, something like that. So
I found out one more trick, like, when we go out for book distribution, we'll get a good check. Say, for example, I got one time $100 check. So I kept that check on my pocket. And if I go in, how much we can donate? You can donate it. See, they gave $100. And they'll see the check. At least they'll write $25 on it.
Yeah.
So this is a small trick. So you can.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter how much money they give. Because, again, that's not... that if you keep expecting like that, right, in your mind, if you're thinking when you give a book, like, I don't know how much is he going to give. Is he going to be 10, 20, 25? I want 25 or some. We cannot have that kind of calculation going on in our mind, because it's truly Krishna and whatever he is inspiring. And if you let it go and you don't have any expectation, you will be surprised that some people give you 50. Some people give you 20, 10, 5. Even if they give $1, it's fine, because... somebody else will cover up for it. Like, somebody gives 45, somebody gives 1, so it actually compensates. So all we have to do is try to get some engagement from them. Like, donation is that they are engaging and they are giving us something back. So that's more important.
Mayapur Bihari Prabhu can explain how to ask donation. He is very good in it. So can you explain, Prabhu?
Prabhuji, I am not being humble, but, you know, I really want to learn how to ask donation from modeliers. Barni Mataji will vouch for it that, you know, if we could improve on that, you know, or we would definitely do a lot of Gitas. So I'm not trying to be humble, but you put me in.
Like, you got so much success, right? So,
Prabhuji, one thing as a, you know, book distribution, I always thought is that, you know, use your, you know, invest your time. Like, you know, if you were to open a shop, you would open it at the most optimum space. I mean, you know, most optimum location. You would go at the most optimum time. And using that common sense, I feel, is really important. In the sense, devotees, especially in US, have everything but time. So make the best use of time. I mean, sometimes, you know, a lot of people are highly enthusiastic. And, you know, I really like Vaisheshi Prabhu's plan and go. I mean, don't, even if it's okay, you know, stop, spend few hours in planning. Don't even go out once, that's okay. But, you know, wherever you go, that's at least, you know, I found that, you know, in motel, earlier, giving a motel example, we used to go, you know, we were very enthusiastic, motel to motel. And we would always end up meeting motel managers. They would talk very nicely. They would say very nice things. But they were not the decision makers. So, you know, we found that's, you know, at the end of the day, we would probably get one or two motel orders in 8 hours. You know, I mean, anyway, I would have done that outside Walmart in 3 hours. So then we thought that it's very good, very enthusiastic, but, you know, the approach needs to be fine-tuned. So that's where I found conventions, or, you know, where, I mean, that's just an example. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in fact, I still like, you know, standing outside Indian grocery store. I used to do that before Motel Gita, continuously outside Bharat Bazaar. And then, you know, once when I went for a grocery, the person who builds, they would ask me, why are you not having a booth here? So many people are asking for the books. So when are you next coming up? So, you know, I realize that people know that, okay, during farmer's market at outside Bharat Bazaar, there's a booth. And so, you know, if someone is really interested, they knew, okay, it's always there between 10 to 1. And you know, afterwards, after I got into Motel Gita, that booth was no longer there. So I mean, I feel that, you know, putting in some sort of you know, planning or intelligence and optimizing is my small thing. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Ask the donation, like it's very, like, we have that feeling we can't ask sometimes, but you can say, like, I think Vaisheshika Prabhu told once, our teacher asked me to ask donation, so that's why we are asking. Mm-hmm. So you should ask, then only they'll come up with the number or the donation. So
right, and we should not be shy when we ask for donation, because it's not that we are like trying to like embarrass to ask for donation, because it's for their benefit. And we always use this line, is that we don't need money. The reason we ask for donation is because if you give something to spiritual knowledge, you get 1,000 times more the benefit. So we sometimes even give a calculation. If you give 1 penny, you get 1,000 pennies back, something like that. It may not be money, but it would be something that they will get back. And that we're not making it up. It is true that if they give something to Krishna, then Krishna will give them much more than what they have given. So the last, go ahead, Prabhuji.
Hold it closer. Do we have another? Do we also take prasadam with us?
Yes. We take dum dum pops. That's already offered, but we take those. And one step is to actually teach them the Maha Mantra. Indians, many people, they already know, but if you're talking to a general people, we have a card where we have temple address, website, and then at the bottom we have Maha Mantra. It's also on the book packs. These are the book packs that we give, like a package of books, and this has a flyer, and towards the end there is a Maha Mantra. After you give them a book, after you get the donation, then let's say, like, have you heard about a mantra before? Like, you ask them a question, and then you say, what is mantra? And then you say, let me teach you one. And then you show them the book, and Vaisheshika Prabhu says, I will say, you repeat. Like, very casually, if you just try to give them, like, say that, okay, this is a mantra, I'm going to explain, I'm going to tell, is it okay if you repeat? Don't say all those things, just say very casually, I'll say, you repeat. And then you just say, teach them the Maha Mantra, like, two words at a time, like, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama,
Rama, Rama,
Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare, Hare.
You're very good. Tell them that when they say that, because, yeah, we do. Because when they say the Maha Mantra, many people actually can't even pronounce it properly. So if you give them a compliment saying that, you're very good, or Vaisheshika Prabhu says, you're a natural, they get like encouragement to chant more. And then what usually do is when they are saying the Maha Mantra, I pray for them, that when they are repeating, you can pray for them, make a small prayer for them saying that, Krishna, please let them start their spiritual life at this point, or whatever prayer you want, you can make while they are chanting.
In experience, I found out after Maha Mantra, people will donate. I went to one Nepali home. I explained to their daughter, and everything happened nicely. When it came to donation part, she told my husband is not here. And after that, anyway, I can chant to the, because in Nepal, the people are very much attached to the Ram, because Janaki is from Nepal. That Janaki Pur is in Nepal right now. And so I told about this thing to them, and they said small baby chanted prayer, Maha Mantra, and after that, the housewife, the woman, she went and got, I think, $5. And means if you say Maha Mantra, that mantra is potent, so people is, what you call, their mind changes. So.
Yeah, it purifies them too. And then prasadam, like you can give them prasadam, like whatever dum dum pops or whatever that we are carrying, we can just give it to them, and then just leave them with a good impression. And when after we speak to them, they should feel like they are happy, or they're satisfied with whatever we have told them. It's not like they should think that I got ripped off by giving, by taking a Bhagavad Gita or something like that. And then you can also, if they are very interested, some people are very interested, they want to know more about this philosophy. We met some Spanish people in a laundromat when we went to Vietnamese market. And then when we spoke about Bhagavad Gita, they were so much interested. So we took their address, and they wanted a Bhagavad Gita also. So we took their address, name and email address, so that we can keep in touch with them. Oh, right. That's right. There is also a business reply card inside this book pack. This one. If they don't want to give their contact information right away, they can also mail it to us. There are a couple of questions in there, like how did you like this Krishna consciousness, their name, email address, best time to contact me. They can post it, or you can fill it right away there, and you can get it back with you too. It's a self address, like it is already stamped. They can just post it. And after the entire thing, thank them. Because they have spent so much of time with us. If they take the book, they did not take a book, it doesn't matter. Be grateful to them and express your gratitude by thanking them. Okay, so these were the steps. So if you review back again. The first one was radar saying hi. And then qualify them saying that, are you from San Jose? No? Great. And then trust the hand, give them the book. It doesn't matter. Yeah, give them the book, trust their hand, give them a book in their hand, and say some, in a nutshell, this is a book on yoga meditation, helps you get free from stress. And then, again, a hook question, like, you heard about stress, right? And then whatever they respond, and then you ask them, so what's your secret? You look very peaceful. And give a compliment, and then and say something nice to them, or show them about a book, say one or two lines, just say that this is not exercise kind, meditation kind of yoga. And then we generally, about donation, we can say that we generally don't sell these books because they are spiritual, but we ask for a donation just to help the cost of printing. You can say that one too. And then, and when they give the donation, some donation, then teach them the Maha Mantra. And then say thank you to them, and then you can give them prasadam also. So what we could do actually is we can pair up one person each, and then we can practice these steps. So let's revise the steps. What was the first one? Hidar, hi. And then second step was? Qualify? We have to, yeah, we can hand the book, but before handing, we qualify them asking a question. Are you from San Jose? And whatever they respond, then you say great, and then give them a book. And then after that.
These are some books that show you how to get free from stress.
Yes.
From yoga and meditation.
Yeah, he's Prabhuji is very inspired. Okay. Nutshell presentation, then a question mark, a hook again. Show and tell, okay.
Showing the pictures on an
okay. Right. Actually, this Bhagavad Gita, this is, we will go through this Bhagavad Gita also. When you show Bhagavad Gita to somebody, the book sells by itself. And when you show them a Bhagavad Gita, you can start with the back, saying that many great philosophers and thinkers like Thoreau, Emerson, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., the Beatles, everybody used this book for inspiration purposes. And then Vaisheshi Prabhu goes to the first page, which says that this book is used in many universities, great universities like... The first page, huh? Many universities like Georgetown University, University of New York, in Berkeley, and many places. And then you show a little bit about the book, show them that this was originally written in Sanskrit, and you can show them the shlokas in Sanskrit, and tell them it was originally written in Sanskrit, but the author has unlocked the secrets of this ancient language in the translations and purports. It was translated into English. And then you can go to the pictures and then tell them, like, let me show you something. And then go to the picture of this changing bodies. Here, this one. And then say that, we start here, right? And they will say, yeah. And we end up somewhere here, right? And then we say, the body is changing, but we are just passing through. And just to engage them, Vaisheshi Prabhu asks, like, where are you at in this picture right now? And some people say, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. You had something to say?
Like, if you see old people, if you ask this question, they will hesitate to answer. One time I asked in Santa Cruz that she's looked at me and you are thinking you are young and I'm asking I'm old. And they said, I told her, I've also one day become like you. So, so it's, yeah, you can do that.
Say that this is also a good occasion to offer a compliment, depending on wherever they put their finger. Uh-uh. You could say, like, oh, wow, no, I thought you were here. And then you point to something younger.
Actually, one more point that, like, you can see that one guy is holding a book on in hand. One guy asked me, is that iPad? I said, no, it's not iPad, it's a book. Like, you can relate to them. So people are so much technical, and, you know, so that's why we can say, oh, it's an iPad. You can say, okay, that's fine, take this book.
And then show this picture, which says, like, this picture shows that we are basically controlled like puppets by the three modes of nature. And then show them that this is goodness, passion, and ignorance. And goodness means, like, helping others, being charitable. Passion means I have to get ahead of everybody. I want to make more money. I want to stamp on you and then go forward, something like that. And then ignorance means, like, being lazy, sleepy, and things like that. And then ask them, which mode do you think you're controlled by the most? And some people say, oh, I'm in this ignorance, I'm in this one. And some people say, I'm mixed. And then we can say that Bhagavad Gita shows how we can come out of this control of the three modes of nature. And then show them the next picture, say that, a spiritually elevated person sees God in each and every living entity, so he or she treats everyone with respect. And then that you can show that. And then ask them a question. You heard about karma, right? And then some people say, yeah, I heard about karma. And then they ask them, like, what do you think karma is? And then they will say whatever answer they say. And then say, very nice. And then show them this picture and say that karma means which comes around and goes around. Like, if you put in generosity, generosity comes back to you. If you put violence, violence comes back to you. And then ask them, so what do you do by profession? Like, somebody says, I'm a teacher, I'm this or that. And then show this picture and say that this guy used to be a teacher also. And then, like, a humor, like, you know, that gives them, bring them to a laugh. And then say, really? Then you say, oh, I'm just kidding. And then, you know, that brings them, like, a kind of a humor.
Picture, Mataji, I just want to add a point. Like, whatever technology it may be, for example, say I work for Cisco. So this guy is CEO of your company. So I happened to be met one guy, it's like in East Coast. So he was explaining about, suddenly I asked, which company do you work? He told TCS. Then suddenly his baby started crying. So I said, so you told about your company, she started crying. So then say, oh, you are correct, TCS, they are troubling us a lot. The picture, even in that other picture, Mataji, they can show that the body change, not body changing, the karma, next picture.
Karma.
Like the spirit soul is in your heart and mind. So when you're explaining in that picture in door to door, you can see happen to their pet at their home, and you can see God in your dog as well. So I said, oh, then you can relate to that picture here. Mm. So it's just like if you more relate to them, you can sell the book or distribute the book. So.
And then you can close the book and then put the book back again in their hand. So follow all the steps that you are doing, radar and everything, and then put the book in their hands. Then to explain Bhagavad Gita, take it back. Explain this whole thing and then put the book back in their hands and say that we don't sell these books, but if you have to buy this book in a bookstore, how much do you think you pay for it? And people will come back, oh, maybe, you know, $10 or $20 and then say, pretty close. We don't sell them, but you can just give any donation and take this book. And then they give some donation. And after asking this question about the bookstore, how much they would pay, they would actually pay that much because they think they know that that book is that much worth. Again, it's not about how much money they give. It's just what we just have to ask. And they give whatever donation that they like. I know that we're getting late, so maybe we can just practice with each other, just doing... Just go ahead, Prabhuji.
People may ask, like...
Prabhuji, use a mic, Prabhuji, please. It's on.
So if you meet some Indian, say, oh, I've read Gita.
Yeah. And then actually, sometimes Vaisheshi Prabhu asks, so do you know the shloka from this chapter? It's kind of a challenging thing because they say that they know Gita, but I'm sure they
have. I read Gita, sir. I don't have to.
Yeah. Then,
you can go ahead.
And then actually, there's also this Krishna book. You can show them this Krishna book if they already have the Gita. And they think that they know Gita, but I'm sure many Indians think that they know Gita, but they have not even read it. Only few people might even have read it. So you can say that this is a complete version. Do you have this version of book? And you can challenge them also saying, do you know the shloka or something like that? So
for Indians especially,
can
show this shloka.
That is 78, last shloka. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara Tatra Shri Vijayobhu Dhruva Nithi Mat. So you can tell them wherever there is Krishna, you can chant with them actually. You can say loudly, there is a mystic power and there will be opulence morality like that. So, and then they'll say, okay, they'll take the book, and at least for this sloka.
And for Indians, you don't have to give the whole Bhagavad Gita demonstration. They already know everything, they think. So with Indians, you just say that we are giving this book to you and we don't sell them, but we ask for a donation for the temple. Because that's very simple, because Indians, you can tell them the whole thing. They think that they know. So we just have to just tell them that give some donation for the book. That's it. Mataji.
A couple of things I wanted to also add was that when an Indian says that he has already read the Bhagavad Gita, you just confirm with them where did they read it. Most probably they read it in India and they don't have the book in the USA. Mm. So there's an opportunity for you to put, or if they say they have read the book and they have the book over here, then you will say that they will agree with you about the importance of the book. So why don't they gift it to somebody else? So, you know, take one for you, take one for your sister's kids, for your kids, to keep in your office. So, you know, there are so many options. And if they say, no, then you just, would you like to support my cause?
Yes. Just give some...
To add Mataji's point, like, you can say that today is Purnami and we are distributing on Purnami, and you can give, and not only that, you can say, for example...
Today was Amavasya.
That's fine.
So we are trying to like counteract the bad influences by giving this book.
And you can say, for example, I met one guy, he told, I read Ashtavakra Gita. I think not Krishna told, I think Ashtavakra told to Janak Maharaj. So I said, this is a straight Gita, as it is. There is no way you can read it, and okay, finally accepted. And like, people doesn't read the straight thing always. If there is any masala, then only they'll take it.
And you can also tell them, I think Mayapur Prabhu has a point.
Mataji, one thing that I've seen working here is, you know, rather than challenging, which I have seen is very successful, is I usually say, it's a very most common answer, yes, I know it, and I have it, and I have read it. So, I mean, I usually say, Jay, very good. Even though you're in US, you know, in this busy schedule, you still find time. This is marvelous. So you are exactly the type of people we are looking for. So he says, yeah, very nice. But I have this copy, that copy, that copy, even if you per se. So then I say, very nice. You know, you have not forgotten your culture. You know, and then, as Vaisheshika Prabhu, whatever you want to tell him, you know, and I tell him, you know, so many people feel that, you know, they know it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're not like you. You have already read it. So you know the significance. Mm-hmm. You know how important this is to pass this on. And you know what the value of this is. Mm-hmm. So if you have Bhagavad Gita, that's very nice. I'm sure you know it better than us. You know, and so you can consider these books. And, you know, having praised him that you already know the significance. Usually I feel if you challenge it, you know, say the shloka or that never works.
Actually,
you may win the war, you'll lose the battle, something like that.
Actually, to challenge them, we should be in a position even to answer. So if we are not that elevated, I don't think we should even challenge. Because Vaisheshika Prabhu can do that, but I don't think... I have never challenged anybody so far.
Yes, complimenting so, works, Mataji.
Complimenting, yes, the yes.
Challenging doesn't work.
And if they don't want to take it, I usually say that... if we have festival, like for example, it was Narsingha Chaturdashi or something, I tell them that anybody who gets a book during this auspicious times is very fortunate. And it's considered very auspicious to get a book during this time. So if you, even if you have it, take it and give it to your friends. So that is that also helps. With Indians, it is, yeah.
Sometimes Indians say, oh, Bhagavad Gita, if I keep it, it's like Mahabharat. Our family also become Mahabharat. And, no, it's... Like I explained them, we given a lot of Americans, like, you know, people are not in that consciousness also, they are also reading. So you can keep it, you don't need to read it, and you can keep at your altar where Krishna says, so we can, so it depends, you just need to convince them. So.
Could you closer?
If someone brings up the argument that... taking these books will waste paper, I will go online. What should we say?
This is spiritual books. There is no waste.
Looking online will destroy your eyes.
I was kidding. Yeah. Say, okay, fine.
CD. And for spiritual things, it's never waste. You can explain how... What's the difference between the spiritual and the material things? And the tree is actually who are using to print the book is actually perfection for the tree to be actually printed on a Bhagavad Gita or something like that. You can just explain a little bit, but if people are very fanatic, and then as Prabhuji said, just give them a CD. The main thing is somehow or other, when you leave a person, we should make sure that they have engaged in some way. And they have either taken a book, that is the best, given a donation, that's even better. If not, then at least let them touch it. If they touch it, then that is good for them too. Or if not, then just say something like Maha Mantra, make them say Krishna, either blaspheming or some other way, just say Krishna. And just leave them with a good impression. That's the main thing. So we are not here to go and win a war or an argument or something like that. So it's just try to help them. That's our...
One more question. Like, around 2 years ago, I was distributing a book in Los Angeles. One person took the book. He came back after an hour saying that this is all some vague dialogue. I don't understand this. So, luckily, Bhrigupati Prabhu was beside me.
Wow.
Wait, I'll explain you. So, some people who return the... Many times I see that they can't make up their mind immediately. So, we should talk something during the time lag to convince them. So what's the best thing that you feel that would convince them, make them mind whether to take it or not? Just explain the book would only confuse them maybe.
Right, explaining would confuse them. Actually, generally people, when they are trying to make up their mind or things like that, Vaisheshika Prabhu generally asks, so what do you do? Like, are you a student? Or if they say that I'm a student in computer science, so he says, oh, so you're the intelligent kind. Like, try to give them some... keep them engaged in some conversation, so make kind of a friendship or some kind of conversation which will help them. And if somebody says, I'm like, what do you do? And they say that I'm in construction business. This usually happens when they're actually making up their mind to take the book, give the money or something like that. Then he says like, so what kind of work do you do? And he says, I'm in construction. Oh, that means big money. Like, you know, some kind of... Again, complimenting them, keep complimenting them. And if they say that I don't know what to do with this book, then just say, just keep it in your house. It attracts positive energy and brings you a lot of good fortune and good luck and something like that also.
Add on that point, like there is, you know, one story called Cow Story, where it comes to cow back again. Like, for example, if you meet any doctor, social worker, firefighter, and everybody is peaceful. Like you can say, you guys are very peaceful. I'm IT guy, I'm dull-minded. You can puffed up their ego, then they'll definitely take it. Like, you should engage them. Like, yeah. So that's...
And One more thing I feel is that some people are intelligent. They can easily make out if you're giving it from heart or from just to impress them.
Yes.
They're intelligent. And most of the people I meet are unfortunately like that. So they can make it out. So what do you want? They asked him directly. So what do you want from me? So how to deal with such people? Like, who can easily make out whether it is a compliment? In a practicing stage, we'll be in somewhat like mind stage. The compliments can't come from heart, like from Vaisheshika Prabhu. So how to deal with such situations or such people? We can easily detect that they also came to know, like...
Actually, if they are straight with you, I think you should also be honest, saying that, okay, so what do you want with me to do? Then just say that, I want you to take this book and read it. And we are just asking for donation to help the cause for printing. Just be honest and straightforward with them. Because if they understand what you are saying, then just be honest with them.
I was listening to Naveen Neerad Prabhu. He's a book distributor. He used to tell, if the first person doesn't take a book, that is auspicious. So, if it takes, that is more auspicious. So... So it doesn't matter whatever if they don't take or they take. It's like you are giving. That's important. So.
One comment I had that basically I have so many books in my home and which I have not read, but they are in my mind space that someday I might find time to read them. So I think if the Bhagavad Gita or some good book is also there, then it will also come in my mind space and it will be there that I have to read it.
Thank you.
It's nice, Prabhuji. So we can actually practice so that we are confident when we go out. Like we can have pairs, like you can pair up one person, like facing each other, and just one person can practice distributing a book and then they can switch and other person can also practice. And thank you for all those who have been listening online. Hare Krishna.